It was 2 weeks to Christmas, and Santa Claus was having a meeting with all his elves to discuss the handing out of toys on Christmas Eve.
Order, order. Let's call this meeting to order. Silbert?
Present, Santa.
Where's my master doll builder?
I'm here, Santa.
Ah, there you are, Jinx. Slapdash?
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
I see you're here on time, Adolphus.
Time is money, Santa.
Okay, Silbert, give your report.
Well, there's not that much to report. Adolphus can say more about the toys.
Toys? What toys? You know we haven't been able to make toys because of the cost of the raw materials.
What?
We weren't going to say anything, Santa. We didn't want you to worry, did we, Slapdash?
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Worry? Do you mean to tell me all my years of spreading joy and happiness to children all over the world is going to come to an end because we have no money to buy material to make toys? Is this what you're all telling me? Well?
There are donations. This is a bit too late to ask for donations, you know.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. Is.
Maybe we could make them from leftover scraps this year.
You mean like junk?
Junk? Junk?
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
If only we could find someone to show us how to...
I know. We can send Rudolph. He can search the world over and find someone to help us.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
That's not a bad idea, Silbert. Where's that reindeer? Rudolph! Rudolph! With your nose so bright. Get in here.
Yes, Santa. You screamed my name.
Yeah. Rudolph.
Yes, Santa?
I want you to fly to the four corners of the world and find us someone who can teach us how to make toys from junk.
Junk?
Yes, junk.
Yes. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Junk.
I hope this doesn't cost anything.
So off went Rudolph. He flew over hill and dale, over oceans and seas, cow and goose, fields and whoa! He spotted a sight that almost took his breath away. On the small island of Jamaica, just outside a little village on the bank of a tiny river, stood a wee house whose immense appeal was the fact that it was the most beautiful house that Rudolph had ever seen. It was very colorful, but not overdone. Imaginative, bordering on brilliance even. One thing was particularly interesting about this house. It was made from all kinds of everything. There were fudge sticks and bottle caps, a broken umbrella, a hat rack, just about everything you could find. Even street signs for a window blind. They were put together neatly to make this fantastic house.
Truly inventive. And who could be responsible for this imposing piece of pile? And there's an old man. Sitting under a tree making a toy. Hello?
Who's that?
I did. My name is Rudolph.
Kiss me, Nick. A talking dog. A big talking dog. With a hat.
I'm not a dog. And this is not a hat. They're antlers. I'm Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. I'm sure you've heard of me. We have a problem at the North Pole, and Santa could certainly use your help.
Not of course.
No, silly. The North Pole. Hole, the home of Santa Claus and the elves and the Christmas village, you know.
Kiss me, Nick Buck.
No time for that. We have to get back. Hop on and hold on tight. I'll tell you all about it along the way.
Off they went into the blue, through time and space, until the twinkling lights of the Christmas village were visible.
That's where we're going. Hang on.
Kiss me, Nick Buck.
Down they came and gently landed.
They're here.
Oh, yes, they're here.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
They're here.
Oh, yes,
Ah, Mass Joe, I'm so glad you could drop in and offer your help.
Yes,
have a seat, Mass Joe. Have a seat right here. Yes, and I'm sure Rudolph has told you about her problems. So here's all our junk, all we could find.
Junk? You call this junk?
Yeah.
Junk. No good wheelies. And this drink, yeah? And look on this. And this. Listen, when we all speak, we'd have less than this. Now we never shot and nothing for play with. We used to use box and make car. We used to use budberry juice and make paint.
Paint?
Yeah, man. Well, let me show you.
Oh, yes.
Soon everyone was making a toy under Mass Joe's expert direction. Even Jinx was impressed.
I'm impressed. Really impressed.
Soon, there were fire engines and dolls, toy trains and trucks, tea sets and tin soldiers. Any and every toy you could imagine was there. Santa was pleased. The elves were jubilant.
Yay!
And Adolphus was ecstatic.
It's for free.
It was all free, but not for naught.
Mass Joe, we could have never have done this without your help.
Sure,
what are you doing here?
As I was saying, all the children in the world owes this Christmas to you, Mass Joe.
Oh, yes.
You and your unselfishness as once again caused the joy of Christmas to be alive and well.
Yay!
Well,
me love to see when the picnic them happy. And what you see and what you do. And what more important is for make use of what little you have.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
And so once again, the joy and spirit of Christmas have brought hands and hearts together in love, peace, and joy to the one above. So let us all hope for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year, filled with happiness and laughter, and lots of good cheer.